Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. This is a Sportsnet Connected update on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
I'm Ryan Pinder. The Edmonton Eskimos, the 103rd Grey Cup champions, beating the Ottawa Redblacks 26-20 yesterday in Winnipeg. Here's Grey Cup MVP Mike Riley.
You know, when you're a young guy in the league and your team has success early, you know, I'd been in the league for a half a season before 2011, and, you know, then we go to the Grey Cup and we win it, and you just kind of assume that that's just how it is. It's not that hard to get there, you know, and then you know, it's been 4 years and finally get the opportunity to get back to it. So it's certainly special. It's something that I'll never take for granted. It's memories that I'm happy that I'll have for the rest of my life with these guys. You know, but it's tough. It's a long road to get to this point. So I'm just, I'm proud our guys stuck it out till the end.
Flames back in town. They'll open a 5-game homestand tomorrow against the Stars, who lead the West. And the Denver Broncos have handed the New England Patriots their first loss of the year last night in overtime on a snowy night in Denver. For scores and much more, head to our website, sportsnet.ca/960.
For Lowe's, purchase your new furnace from Lowe's and pay as low as $36.38 per month. Speak to a Lowe's representative about flexible payment options. See store for details. Only at Lowe's.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 960 on the AM band. Streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. And always on the Rogers Radio app. Talking Calgary sports around the world. The world. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. One hour of hockey talk to kick off your afternoon. This is Hockey Central at Noon, only on Calgary's hockey station, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
And the clock rolls down to zero. Flames fall by a final score of 5-2 in this game against the Sharks and finish this three-game road trip through the Pacific Division with an 0-2-1 record.
Well, the witching hour is upon us when it comes to the Calgary Flames. Another bad road trip, another loss, and the nightmare season is now 2 months old. And for me, we're right knocking on the door now for the threshold of when you start to make that pivot. We're right up on it as to when you start to focus on next season and make moves that are focused no longer on improving yourself right now, but instead looking down the road. They're 8 points back of a playoff spot. They're 6 games below 500 with their November schedule in the books. December's tomorrow, and the Flames have now played 2 months of disastrous hockey in terms of their record. And I think we're starting to get very close to the time when making decisions on trading players like David Jones and Jiří Hudler and Chris Russell is upon us. And I also think, and this is why I think it's time that, or we're close to the time when it's time to be making these decisions, because I think we're getting close to when the trade market starts to heat up around the league, too. It's been very, very quiet. We've got Renaud Lavoie, our NHL insider, coming up at 12:30 and going to ask him this question. But through the first 2 months of the season, how many trades have we seen? How much trade? We've heard a few speculative narratives about Travis Hamonic, but the trade market has been very, very quiet. December is typically when it starts to heat up a little bit, which would make a pretty good natural time for the Flames to start thinking about making some moves. We're getting very, very close to the threshold of this being a lost season. I don't mean a lost season as if there's nothing to gain from it. We're going to talk to Peter Laborteus about some of these things in just a couple of minutes. But in terms of them making the playoffs and in terms of them being able to truly get themselves back into the mix, yeah, we're starting to be very, very close to that line being crossed. 2 months into the season, 6 games below 500. And the problem is, you know, there's been times when we've been able to point out redeeming qualities of certain stretches. There's next to nothing redeeming from that 3-game road trip that the Flames have just come back on. They were bad in Anaheim. They were okay in Arizona. They got a point. They probably deserved two that night. But then they bounced back the next night after, you know, maybe doing some positive things on Friday with what happened on Saturday night in San Jose. I'm sorry, this team is in a desperate, urgent situation right now, and what we saw from them in three games through the Pacific Division against opponents they needed to beat, I didn't see desperation, I didn't see urgency. That, to me, is a real problem. One of a possible 6 points, now home for a five-game homestand. Not good, ladies and gentlemen. Not good. Welcome to Hockey Central at Noon on this Monday afternoon. Pat Steinberg along with you from the Scotiabank Saddle Dome, where the Flames have just finished practicing. Here's what we can tell you. The Flames were without some key players on the ice today. Johnny Gaudreau out with the flu. Michael Frolik, Sean Monahan, Chris Russell all out for maintenance reasons. So kind of tough to get any type of read on what the lineup's going to look like for tomorrow. We do know who's going to start in net after Jonas Hiller really struggled on Saturday against the Sharks. Kari Ramo will go back in between the pipes. So his 13th start in 14 games. Ramo gets the start tomorrow against the Dallas Stars. Tough way to kick off a five-game homestand against the Western Conference's best team. Welcome to the program. My name is Pat Steinberg. Hopefully your weekend was very, very good. We've got lots to talk about on the program, and let's get into a lot of what we have to talk about with Peter Loubardias.
Flames insider Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group. Imagine your life, your style. Your home renovations should be a reflection of you. Give your home the Gemini difference. Follow them on Facebook.
There's a lot of different ways we could go with Lou. Peter joins us live in studio, the color voice of the Calgary Flames. First of all, I guess we'll start with the way the road trip ended in San Jose. I know that
I don't need to talk about anything outside of Saturday.
No,
I don't. I don't need to talk about Anaheim. I don't need to talk about Arizona. I need to talk about Saturday.
That first 40 minutes left a not very good impression on you.
I think... And I'm going to say this. I think Saturday night will be a galvanizing moment for this hockey team. Because you come off of a year like last year, you've got a lot of the same personnel, you believe. And let's take the first 10 games when it didn't work. The last little while up until Saturday, and especially the first two periods, they were close. You need to hit the bottom before you can start riding your way back. I felt it in three shifts. And if you don't believe me, the guy in this room will tell you that three shifts into that game Saturday, I went, this is going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. Because I saw a body language. I knew that the Sharks were going to come out. But this group that I've watched every single day, this in the third straight season, that's not this group. That's not the people in this room. That's the first time in 3 years I can honestly say that I was disappointed in that group. And does my opinion mean anything? Not a damn thing. But I've watched every single second, preseason, regular season, playoffs. Mm-hmm. And I haven't seen what I saw in the first two periods on Saturday night. But you know what? I think it's going to be a good thing. Because I think in life, until it gets serious enough to turn it and dig in, it doesn't happen. And there's nobody down in that room, a bunch of proud guys who care and like one another, that could have looked themselves in the mirror Saturday and said, that's okay. And I don't know if anybody said anything in that room after the second period. And even as Bob Hartley said, don't read too much into the third. I know how you feel about those games, and I get it. But there was pride shown in that third period. That was a team that came out and skated and competed and got on pucks and played the way that they can. Most of the time when, and I say this, forget that, I don't talk about it in hockey terms, but I can talk about it in life terms. When you struggle, a lot of times it can kind of go up and down and kind of in the middle and get back to the middle. But you know when things get fixed? When it hits the ground. And the other night, for this season, and unlike other people and maybe even like yourself, I think this season is still salvageable. And it's going to come down to the month of December. And the number is 9. This team needs to win 9 games in the month of December. And if they win 9 games in the month of December, when January starts and we're in Colorado, and I don't know if you work that night, the 2nd, might be an off night for you because it's a Saturday, but at that point, well, no, for sure. You're going to play 9 home games here, and you got a tough 4-game trip.
Yeah.
You need to win 9 games, in my estimation, to get yourself back at least in a race, which you're not in right now. But I think Saturday is going to be a galvanizing point because either this group's going to bear down and dig in and be pissed off and mad. They're better than that. They're way better than that. And they've shown us they're way better than that. That wasn't good enough. And they know it.
So when you say salvageable, what is salvageable to you?
What is salvageable to me?
Yeah.
This team is too good not to...
No, what I mean by that is like, what is a salvageable season is what is more what I mean. Like, what, when you say, like, does that mean that do you still see the playoffs as something that is realistic?
I'm not thinking about anything more than what I'm going to see in the first 5 minutes against a great team tomorrow night. That's what I'm thinking about. I want to see a team that I know... I said to Derek Saturday afternoon, and I'm going to repeat it right now on public airwaves. And it's funny because on the day I said it, it went in reverse.
Mm.
I still think this is a better hockey team in a lot of ways than we've had here for a while. Personnel. There's character. There's leadership in that room. But what there is right now is there's doubt. There's lots of doubt. And there's one position that needs to be better. And we all know what it is. I don't even need to make reference to it. You got to get some more saves.
Mm-hmm.
But this team right now needs to band together. And you know what? A good friend of mine said a long time ago, and it's never left me. A lot of times in life, your greatest strengths can be your greatest weaknesses. This team last year really relied on never got too high, never got too low, went about their business very much the same way, and you know what? That was really beneficial. But right now, last year's formula is not working. We don't even need to talk about last year anymore.
Yeah.
But you can't also have 20 guys go out tomorrow and play pissed off and mad and angry. But you got to play the way you can play. And this team was not itself. That's not the Flames. And that one did not sit very well. And it did not sit very well, trust me, with anybody. But you know what? That's good. I think it's a good thing. Because like most of us, until you get to a place where you know now, okay, that's it. That's enough. That's what happens. It kind of lays in the weeds and you're kind of okay with it. Nobody down that hall or upstairs was okay with what they saw in the first 40 minutes on Saturday. And I know it's only one night and I know it's only one game, but at least in this guy's eyes, it was different than any of the other struggles, any of the other losses.
So you're still cool going forward with this group for the time being, in that you think that still give this group time to salvage it? Because I, as I said, to open up the program.
For me, it's about this month.
Yeah, and to me, 2 months is enough for, like,
that's fine.
I'm at the point where I'm like,
yeah,
okay,
you're ready. You made it perfectly clear. You're ready to start selling off today.
And that doesn't mean that you start to, you know, oh, well, we're only focused on the first overall. No, and you still have to go out and play, and you still have to go out and play with pride and all of that and true to your identity. I just think at this point you've got a pretty good idea as to where this group is.
This season,
I know that you don't want to talk about the whole road trip, but the whole road trip told me a lot. Because they were no good against Anaheim. They were okay against Arizona. I mean, they played
actually,
well.
Actually, I thought they were pretty darn good against Arizona.
But you followed up with what you did against the Sharks on Saturday, and Arizona means nothing to me. Like, I take a look at that road trip, and I see some really disappointing things.
To me, it's no different. To me, that trip was kind of a microcosm of the rest of the season with the exception of Saturday. And that's why I don't get away from Saturday. Because I've seen what I saw in Anaheim. I've seen what I've seen against Arizona. I hadn't seen what I saw for 40 minutes on Saturday. So it's fine. We can talk about the trip, but I'm here in this segment, and I'm going to focus on what I want to focus on. And to me, Saturday is what I want to focus on because it's different. But I think it's good. I think a lot of what's going on this year is good. And people probably don't understand why. Because I think, listen, it's great in good years when everything goes your way and everything you touch turns to gold. But when I bear down and I get in the trenches, I want to go to battle with people when it's hard. And this is hard.
Mm-hmm.
You think they like it in there? They can't figure it out. Because if they could figure it out, they'd have figured it out already. But it's sports. And one year doesn't lead to the next. And one night doesn't lead to the next. That's its beauty when it's good. But it's also what makes it so hard. Those are talented people. These are the general manager, everybody in this organization. You never question how hard they work, how bad they want it. I saw some really upset people. I'll tell you, one of the guys I take my cues from is Marty Jelena, who's about as even-keeled, as good a human being as I've been around in this game for a long time. That's a quality person who worked his you-know-what off as a player. He's mad. Watch his body language even today at practice. And you know what? He should be. But now, when you've kind of hit ground zero for this season, where do you go next? And that's why I can't wait to watch starting tomorrow. Because you're playing better in this building right now. You've got 9 games at home, 4 on the road. If you care about one another, if you care about the man beside you in that locker room, you need to pull this thing together, and you need to pull it together right now. And you need to win 9 hockey games. And if you win 9 hockey games of your next 13, you're going to find yourself back in the race.
Peter Labardius with us. What's your confidence level that they have the capability of doing that?
Right at this second?
Yeah.
It's not overly high. But again, I want to know about the group. And I don't think I was going to come on the air and talk about it until something like Saturday happened. But that's why I'm talking about it today.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like a lot of this year has been, I'd wake up in the morning and go, how am I going to spin this again? Because it looks a lot like it did the night before.
Right.
And it just hasn't happened. I've been around for a long time. I know how hard it is. I've been around teams that have won a lot of games. I've been around teams in my career at different levels that have had tough seasons. And it's hard to spin it. It's hard to fix it. And it's not about a lack of care. They're not having any fun in there, Pat. It's no fun. They're searching. They're wondering why they can't recapture some of that magic that they had. But it's about wanting to fix it. And in some years, you know what? It doesn't get fixed. Mm-hmm. And this year might be one of the years it's not going to get fixed. But the positive is you're going to find out a lot about your people.
Yeah, you'll learn a lot
of things. You learn a lot of things about people when it's hard.
Did we perhaps, and this is all hindsight being 2020, but did all of us perhaps come into this season with our expectations too high? And I'm not talking about the organization, because the organization needed to have the bar raised and have accountability at being what you did last year and all of that. But were we perhaps, naive is the wrong word, but mistaken in thinking that, you know what, they're going to take steps from what they did last year? And because nobody expected the pendulum to swing all the way to where it has. But maybe we are guilty of building things up too much.
Well,
to go into
this season. I don't think it has anything to do with what you think, what I think. I always feel the older I get and the more circumstances and seasons I watch and the life that I live is everything usually gets back to the middle. So if you're asking me, I would say in some ways the pendulum swung really high in one direction, and this year it has swung way far back in the other direction, and that the truth of where this team is really at is somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
And you know, I've said it a lot. I think sometimes when you fast track a little bit, sometimes you might have to take a step back before you can really go forward. And for me, what has not changed is I see an excellent core of people to go forward with. And I see some young people coming on the way. But for this team to truly be an annual, perennial playoff contender, it's still a work in progress.
Yep.
So that's how I read it.
Remember, we went back at the beginning of the season. We talked about kind of those stages, making the playoffs, kind mm-hmm. of building, making the playoffs, mm-hmm. becoming that annual playoff team, and then becoming a Stanley
that's
Cup
how
contender.
I see it, yeah.
And I think that you're the stages, I think you lay. And as we've learned from numerous teams over the last decade, since kind of the new salary cap system has come into place, it's not easy becoming that team that is able to do it again.
No,
right?
No, it isn't.
We don't need to point out the examples over the last 5-10 years. But it's not an easy thing to do, and you know, clearly that's I think what the Flames in that locker room are finding out right now.
Well, it is, and again, if you want to put it in a nutshell, the one thing that concern is the wrong word. But my theme for this season was, how are you going to manage expectations? Mm-hmm. And I think it's really, really important. And people can argue, and I'll take on every arguer. I'm going to go on overtime one night, so you're going to have your opportunity to argue if you want, because it's going to happen, and at some point, I'm going to tell you what date it's going to be. Okay? It's probably going to be... Let's take a look at that calendar. It's probably going to be the night of January the 7th. Okay. Is that the LA Kings in here that night?
Jan 7,
who's
the Arizona
here?
Coyotes
okay,
are in here.
Okay, perfect night. You know what? Couldn't have picked a perfect night. Because the Arizona Coyotes are living proof. Do you know what expectations, do you know what prognostications mean? They mean nothing. And the Arizona Coyotes and the Calgary Flames, and whether you want to look at the Calgary Flames of last year or this year,
yep,
tell you what, that every season is different. That every single campaign takes on a new road. And sometimes steering yourself on that highway to the right place is easy. And some years... it's like you hit every icy patch, you go around every bad turn, and it's hard.
Yeah.
And that's really how I feel. So no matter how many people want to guess, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of people, and good, you can phone the program to January 7th. You got lots of lead-up time about how I knew this was going to happen. You didn't know nothing. You didn't know anything. Because... that's not what sports is. It doesn't work that way. We can't figure it out before it happens. Mm-hmm. You can't make me or make anybody understand how that core group last year could do what they could do and come back this year and it doesn't work. But that's why I take heat for it, and good. You text, you do whatever you want. Those naysayers of mine. But those naysayers of mine haven't been around hockey watching it every day for the last 30-plus years. I've been watching this game in earnest since I was 5. And that's not garbage. Belief, confidence mean as much as every stat, every shooting percentage, every trend. And when you lose it, you're not going to win. Mm-hmm. The Arizona Coyotes believe right now. They added some good veterans. They added an injection of a couple of kids who are off to good starts. Mike Smith is playing better hockey. And you know what? Right now, they're kind of having the same kind of year that the Flames had last year. They're in a 1-1 game the other day that they have absolutely no business winning. But you know what they did? They won. That's the beauty of sports and what leads to low times in sports. And that's why it's the greatest drama, and it emulates life unlike anything else. Because the ups and downs and the roller coaster ride is what it's all about.
You have yourself a wonderful Monday. It's good seeing you. Welcome home, by the way.
Thank you.
He's Peter Labardius, the color voice of the Calgary Flames, joins us every day here on Hockey Central The Dune to kick things off as Flames come back from a rather frustrating road trip where they gain one of a possible 6 points. Tomorrow, they kick off a 5-game homestand against the Dallas Stars. Would you like to go to that game between the Flames and the Dallas Stars? Would you like to go see the number one team in the Western Conference? I've got your opportunity to do so because Hockey Central at noon. On most nights, we've got tickets to give away to Flames hockey. And for tomorrow night, we've got a pair of tickets to give away to the Flames and the Dallas Stars. Get your texting fingers ready at 960-960. And today's one of the easy ones. No trivia today. Just got to spell the word of the day correctly at 960-960 and make sure that you put your first and last name on the text. 960-960, first and last name on the text. You got to spell the word of the day correctly. The word of the day is adversity. Tell you who's winning those tickets in a little while here on Hockey Central The Noon. But Hockey Central The Noon always has your ability to get your way into the Saddle Dome. Flames and Dallas Stars tomorrow will tell you who's winning those tickets a little bit later on this hour. Hey, when does the NHL's trade market start to heat up? And what exactly is going on with Carey Price? Renaud Lavoie, our NHL insider from TVA Sports, fills us in on that and a whole lot more around the corner. This is Hockey Central at Noon, brought to you by Boston Pizza, here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Flames insider Peter Loubardias, brought to you by the Gemini Group. Imagine your life, your style. Your home renovations should be a reflection of you. Give your home the Gemini difference. Follow them on Facebook.
You eat, sleep, and breathe sports, so do we. Then it makes perfect sense that when you get up, Boomer and Warner are there to have the info true sports fans need and want. More than just the scores. Boomer and Warner in the morning on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Boston Pizza Pepperoni Talks.
I don't know why we need to keep talking about it. It's real simple when you get right down to it. You're either hungry or you're not. For the pasta or the wings or the pizza. Double cheese.
Make game night Boston Pizza Night and choose from over 100 menu items like pizza, wings, pasta, burgers, and more. Order now at bostonpizza.com for delivery.
Here's a hockey stat for you. 180 minutes. Not penalty minutes. But laundry minutes. 180 minutes is how long it takes Shauna Bandura from Sherwood Park to wash 20 sweaty hockey jerseys after every game. With two boys on two different teams and 20 games per team per season, that's 7,200 laundry minutes, just washing jerseys. Shauna is the jersey mom for two minor hockey teams in Sherwood Park. Kids need jerseys to play, and thanks to Shauna, they have clean ones. Every game, no matter what. It's a big deal and a big commitment. And that's why Shauna is the first of five ATB Home Ice Heroes. Watch us surprise Shauna with her $5,000 prize and nominate your own unsung Home Ice Hero at atb.com/home ice. Who always plays for the home team? We do. ATB Financial, your home ice advantage.
Music is what Empire is about.
The phenomenon.
Our first order of business is removing Lucius Lyon as CEO.
Is now on City.
In 24 hours, you have our company.
I'm gonna bury your album.
I'm gonna be bigger than you'll ever be. Bigger than Dad, too.
Lucius Lyon is Empire. Without him, the company is nothing.
Game over.
Empire, Wednesday at 9 on City. Catch up on citytv.com.
Whether it's helping a friend move, putting your truck through the ringer at work, or our crazy Calgary weather, your truck can take a real beating. Toughen it up with Linex spray-on truck bed liners. Linex forms a tough, thick coating that bonds to your truck bed, guarding against scrapes, sealing out moisture, and it's guaranteed for the life of your truck. If it's not Linex, it's not tough enough for your truck. Linex, now with two locations in Calgary. Learn more at linex.ca. That's linex.ca.
Jared here from Jack Carter's, and I'm here to ask a big question. Why buy some old stock vehicle that survived two hailstorms in a color no one else wanted for 20% off? I pulled all the fresh 2016 inventory out front with payments that meet or beat the 2015s. Get a 2016 all-wheel drive Chev Equinox for only $169 bi-weekly. Or how about a Chev Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 True North Edition for only $269 bi-weekly. Both units with all new styling and zero down. Come to Jack Carter Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, where the real deals are.
Wish upon a star. Their light from a distant time and place. Inspire our imagination. Rarely does a generation bear witness to an alignment of stars so big, so brilliant, that they open up a new universe of infinite possibilities. That generation is now the NHL on Sportsnet, home of hockey's brightest stars.
In ancient times, the Greeks contemplated life's biggest questions.
What is the meaning of life? What is meaning? What is?
Today, with the Mediterranean collection from Subway restaurants, they contemplate life's biggest sandwiches.
How does one choose between chicken and steak? How good is too good? How much tzatziki is too much tzatziki?
Is this enough tzatziki?
It is.
Sandwiches do come true only at Subway. Try the new Mediterranean collection today. For a limited time at participating restaurants, Subway. Eat fresh.
You love your in-laws, but...
Oh, the dogs are barking. Who wants to give Grandma a massage?
You'd really rather they stay somewhere else this Christmas.
You mean we can't stay Christmas month?
That's where the Executive Royal Hotel comes in. Let them take care of your in-laws or anyone else from out of town with special hot rates for the season. Visit executivehotels.net for the best price guarantee and let them take care of your outlaws. I mean, in-laws.
Come on, give me a guess.
executivehotels.net.
What type of advertiser counts on Sportsnet 960 The Fan to deliver results? All types.
Chad Lacey with Doug Lacey's Basement Systems. Well, it's been effective for many ways. We're waterproofers, and most people didn't know who we were before we were on The Fan 960, but it's definitely brought our leads up, our credibility up, and our brand. I would highly recommend Sportsnet 960 to anybody, and it works.
Advertising on Sportsnet 960 works for Doug Lacey's Basement Systems. Call the Sportsnet 960 sales department at 291-0000.
In poor countries, children that don't have pencils and pens and notebooks cannot go to school. Fortunately, I got Operation Christmas Child Shoebox with all the supplies I needed to go to school. Now I can make a better future for myself. People of Canada, I wish you good health and long life. This Christmas, may you pack many shoeboxes for children like me. We need them. Go to samaritanspurse.ca.
Hockey lives here. Proud home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Hockey Central at Noon continues only on Calgary's hockey station. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
The got a lot to talk about with our NHL insider, Renaud Lavoie, who joined us on the program right now. Welcome back, Pat Steinberg, along with you on this Monday afternoon. Want to get into when this trade market starts to heat up, and we will do that. But to kick things off, this Carey Price saga continues. First of all, Renaud, salut. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. You, Pat?
I'm doing very well. I'm doing very well, and thanks for joining us as always. I guess we have to start with Carey Price, who we find out will be out at least 6 weeks with that lower body injury. I know that this is a story that you've been very, very hot on over the last little while. So what's going on? What is the latest here with Carey Price?
Well, in a way, I think the Montreal Canadiens heard a good news today, and that means that Carey Price not going to need a surgery to repair any problem that is in his right knee right now. It was a possibility if the inflammation on his right knee was still as solid as it was maybe to start last week, that he will have to go under the knife. But right now, it's not the case at all. You're going to tell me, well, it's still 6 weeks. And this is not a good news, but you know what? When you think about the possibility that he had to go under the knife, and if it was the case, well, he'd be out for the rest of the season. I'm pretty sure that everybody in the Montreal Canadiens organization is relieved that Carey will be out for 6 weeks and not for 3 to 6 months. So this is not, you know, the best news for the organization. But it could have been worse, and at the same time, the team is still winning right now. So, to be honest with you, there's no rush, and Carey Price can take his time.
And which is absolutely good news. The surgery route would have been the worst-case scenario. So they've played well with Mike Condon in net, and now Carey Price has the full time to recover. So that's the latest with Carey Price in Montreal. Renaud, it's been really quiet this year in terms of trades. It's been very quiet in terms of movement around the league through the first 2 months of this season. When does the NHL trade market start to heat up a little bit?
That's a great question. And you know what? We asked that question to Marc Bergevin today because he spoke to the Montreal media about the possibility of getting another goaltender, and it's not going to be the case. And it's not only a question of if you want to make a move, but it's really a question, can you really make a move? The big problem right now, I think, in the NHL is a cap issue. As you notice, I'm pretty sure that all Canadians notice that the Canadian dollar is going up. Actually, the Canadian dollar, as we speak, is going down. It's close to its lowest level in 2015. And if it's going under that level, that means that the salary cap will stay the same for next season, or even worse, could go lower. So if it goes lower, well, this is going to be another problem for the GMs in the league. And you know what? I'm looking at, first of all, who's available. There's not a ton of players that are available. And if they are, we all heard about those, that third or fourth defenseman that everybody's looking to get, or to get a right winger like maybe the Montreal Canadiens at one point will try to do. Well, the price is too high, way too high right now. You're not going to give good prospects and a first rounder for maybe a player that you'll have for the rest of the season and maybe another year. There's no rush right now for a lot of teams to make a major move, a major trade. And like I said, the salary cap is a big, big, big problem in my mind. And because of that, we're not seeing big moves like normally we should. Is it going to change? You know, it's possible it's going to change, but don't hold your breath. I don't expect anything big soon.
with Renaud Lavoie. He is our NHL insider from TVA Sports Mondays and Thursdays here on Hockey Central at noon. Renaud, I know a lot of people around the league were kind of, certainly a lot of buzz and a lot of conversation about Brandon Dubinsky's cross-check to the neck of Sidney Crosby on Friday night. We find out on Saturday, suspended one game by the National Hockey League. What was the reaction that you heard from around the league in terms of whether people were okay with that suspension or what?
It depends on who you talk to, I'm pretty sure. On the Penguin side, I think that everybody was a little upset that it was only one game. On the Blue Jackets side, I'm pretty sure everybody was upset that there was a suspension on that play. At the end of the day, this was a suspendable play or, well, event. And you know, for Stephen Quintal, who's the head of player security right now, it's a tough call because, first of all, you need to look at the history between the two players, and I think it's a part of it. At the same time, you need to look at the history of Dubinsky, and he doesn't have a big history suspension-wise in the NHL. Sidney Crosby was not injured well. Was injured. He left that second period, went back for the third.
Right.
It's not a major injury to Sidney. So when Stephen Quintal had all the information in front of him, he knew it was a suspendable offense. But it's always a question of how many games. Let's say Sidney Crosby would have been injured for two weeks or 3 weeks. Is it possible that Dubinsky could have been suspended for more than one game? Yeah, I think so. Will be possible. But Stefan had to really act quickly on that one. He knew that Sidney Crosby was okay. So he suspended him for one game. There was a hearing, and during that hearing, it's giving Stefan and the league the chance to tell Dubinsky what was the problem exactly, and in a way that he's lucky that it's only going to be one game. So it's going to be, I think, more interesting to see how it's going to turn out between those two players for the rest of this season. They'll face each other again, and I expect that it's not the end of the story. But, you know, and the league is going to watch, if something bad happened again, and if it's Sidney Crosby who's cross-checking Dubinsky, well, there'll be a suspension on Sidney Crosby, so everybody will have to be careful.
Renaud, I'm curious, and this thought came from the conversation about the Dubinsky-Crosby incident, but was watching on Hockey Night in Canada this weekend, and Damian Cox had the graphic of, you know, where fighting is in the National Hockey League, and how the fights per game is at an extremely low level, 0.26 fights per game right now, down even from last year, which was very, very low. You're around this game. You talk to people inside the game of hockey on a daily basis. What's your feel on the direction fighting is going, and are we talking about this trend continuing?
Well, I think it's as low as you can go, to be honest with you. As you notice, there's no more policemen or call it goons, if you want, around the league.
Right.
You don't have any more stage fights. I don't remember the last time I saw a stage fight in the NHL. So that's changing a lot. What you know, people like, I think right now, is when two players are fighting, it's because there's a reason behind it. Something happened on the ice, and a player addressed the situation. And this is what it is supposed to be. When the NHL made their rules, I'll say 100 years ago, they allowed fighting, but for a purpose. Now, and for a long time after what everybody, you know, the Flyers of the 70s and the Boston Bruins of the 80s, there was more and more teams that were just hiring goons just to take care of all of that violence on the ice. And it started a trend that everybody need a goon player, not a player that can score goals. No, just a guy who's going to be around and drop the gloves versus the other goon on the other team. But you know what? That was boring. And on the Montreal Canadiens side right now, there was only one fight this season, and it was Steve Ott from the St. Louis Blues who dropped the gloves versus Nathan Beaulieu. There was a reason for that. Nathan Beaulieu was just tired of seeing Ott, you know, running around the ice. And I think it was, you know, a good reason to drop the gloves. So is it going to go lower than that? I don't expect it's going to go lower than that. Do I really think it's going to go higher than that? Not at all. I think what you see is the trend for a long time right now in the NHL. You know, I watched some really good games this year. The Vancouver Canucks versus the Winnipeg Jets. There was 2-3 fights in the game. It was, you know, good for that game. It was good for the fans. It was good for everybody. Nobody got injured. It was just the heat of the moment. And I think that's what it's supposed to be. But to see big brawls like we've seen before, I think those days are long, long gone.
Renault, as always, my friend, appreciate the conversation. Great insight, as always, too. We'll talk to you again on Thursday, but have yourself a great week, hey?
You too, Pat. I'm going to talk to you on Thursday, that's for sure.
Okay, sir, you have yourself a great one. That is Renault Lavoie. He is our NHL insider from TVA Sports Mondays and Thursdays here on Hockey Central at noon. And for the record, I'm completely with him. I kind of think the decline in fighting is close to leveling out. Like, I don't think, unless the NHL were to come forward and mandate it, that it's no longer a part of the game, which I don't see happening in the near future. I think where it is right now is kind of where it's going to be. You know, could it go, like, I think last year it was 0.36, this year it's 0.26 in terms of fights per game. Could it go back up from there to 0.31? Sure, but I think where it is right now, where staged fights are basically a thing of the past, where the prototypical enforcer role is a thing of the past, but you still have instances where guys drop the gloves. Like Joe Colburn dropped the gloves on Saturday, for instance. You know, guys like Derek Englund and Brandon Bolig will still get in fights. That's not their primary purpose, but they'll still get in fights. Like, I don't see it going away completely, but I think the frequency level that it's at right now is probably where it's going to stay in and around for the next little while. My name is Pat Steinberg. This is Hockey Central The Noon. How often do we tell you about Big Chief Meat Snacks? I mean, they supply us here at the Hot Stove Lounge. It's one of the greatest luxuries of being here at the Hot Stove Lounge. Not only the Big Chief, but being graced with Paul Benzik's presence every once in a while. We have got a real cool opportunity for you to win some Big Chief beef jerky. You log on to sportsnet.ca/960. Use your fan club members. You could win a box of Big Chief today. Taste the Big Chief difference. Tender, mouthwatering, nutritional meat snacks. Bite me. You can find Big Chief meat snacks at local gas bars, convenience stores, grocery stores, liquor stores, supermarkets, and vending machines. Or by using your fan club points, you could just win a box just like that in the snap of a finger. Well, we all say this team should be capable of more. But how much better should the Flames really be this year? We'll touch on that as we continue on Hockey Central at noon. Plus, we'll find out who's going to tomorrow's game between the Flames and the Dallas Stars. That's next as Hockey Central at noon continues. Brought to you by Boston Pizza here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is home for the Calgary Hitmen of the Western Hockey League. Follow your guys right here. ATB Financial Calgary Hitmen Hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 and online at sportsnet.ca/960. ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Listen for the voice of the Hitmen, Brad Curl, all season long. Check our website for game times. ATB Financial Calgary Hitmen Hockey, right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
It's the last day of WestJet's Black Friday sale. If you've been waiting all week to pay full price, the wait's almost over. But if you want great Black Friday savings on flights and vacations, well, book now at WestJet.com or call your travel agent.
And now for the million-dollar question. The best place to take your vehicle for service is...
Koenig Motors.
Correct! In fact, J.D. Power & Associates have found a higher overall customer satisfaction with most private shops. And at Koenig Motors, they factor in your budget, fix only what needs to be done, and stand behind the work of their Red Seal licensed technicians. Visit KONIGMotors.com and stop being taken for a ride.
Hey, hey, this is Auto Value's Car Chat, and the hot topic today is a cold one. We're talking winter, my friends, and what should you do to get your vehicle ready for the big chill? Hello, caller.
I have invented a spectacular device that can remove snow and ice from the windshield while one operates their vehicle.
Couldn't you just switch to winter wiper blades?
Oh, poop.
Hey, folks, no need to invent anything this winter because Auto Value Auto Parts has got everything you need to keep your vehicle in tip-top shape for winter conditions.
Stay classy and warm, Alberta.
In ancient times, the Greeks contemplated life's biggest questions.
What is the meaning of life? What is meaning? What is?
Today, with the Mediterranean collection from Subway restaurants, they contemplate life's biggest sandwiches.
How does one choose between chicken and steak? How good is too good? How much tzatziki is too much tzatziki?
Is this enough tzatziki?
It is.
Sand wishes do come true only at Subway. Try the new Mediterranean collection today for a limited time at participating restaurants. Subway, eat fresh.
At Rogers, we want to help you simplify. That's why we've redesigned My Rogers. Think of it as digital customer service, available at your fingertips. Need tips on boosting your phone's battery life? Device Aid can provide tips and advice specifically for you. Have a question about your plan? Chat directly with the Rogers Live agent using the live chat feature. Or post your question in our community forums. Answers at your fingertips. It's the new way from Rogers. Learn more at rogers.com/new way.
The Children's Wish Foundation is an organization dedicated to working within our community to grant wishes to children diagnosed with high-risk, life-threatening illnesses. Regal Building Materials points out that Children's Wish is looking for volunteers to help out by offering their experience and laughter while creating treasured memories. To find out how you can make a difference in a child's life, call 403-265-9039. Happy holidays from everyone at Regal Building Materials, 7131 6th Street Southeast, Calgary.
The Calgary Sport and Social Club presents Get Back in the Game.
I'm 24 and love meeting new people. I just joined up to play floor hockey, and while I'm yet to get a penalty, I'm throwing him in the sin bin for stealing my heart.
Find the sport you love with the Calgary Sport and Social Club. Winter League registration is now open. Choose from over 15 different sports, including floor hockey, dodgeball, and soccer. Hurry, because registration closes December 16th. Register now at calgarysportsclub.com.
When you're behind the wheel for a living, you see it all. Professional drivers, couriers, delivery drivers. 660 News wants to hear from you. Be a part of the 660 News Traffic Advisory Panel on December 14th. If you drive the streets and roadways of Calgary a lot, we want your input. It's your chance to sound off, give us your feedback, and win prizes. For more information and to register for the 660 News Traffic Advisory Panel, visit us online at 660news.com.
Do more, gooder. Do more, get gooder. Do more, you get better. Do something more, you get better at it. The more you do something, the better you get at it. With over a million hours of combined training nationwide, our Ford-trained experts will help find tires that fit your Ford perfectly, based on your vehicle, driving habits, and local conditions. Plus, they won't be undersold on tires. When it comes to your Ford, beware of parts unknown. See participating store for details.
Whether it's work, play, or everyday traffic, your truck can take a real beating. Toughen it up with Line-X Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Line-X forms a tough, thick coating that bonds to your truck bed, guarding against scrapes, sealing out moisture, and it's guaranteed for the life of your truck. If it's not Line-X, it's not tough enough for your truck. Line-X, two locations in Calgary. Learn more at linex.ca. That's linex.ca.
It's the last day of WestJet's Black Friday sale. If you've been waiting all week to pay full price, the wait's almost over. But if you want great Black Friday savings on flights and vacations, well, book now at WestJet.com or call your travel agent.
Calgary is a hockey city. The NHL is a big deal on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. 5 p.m. sharp every weekday, Rob Kerr digs deep into the biggest story of the day. It's Inside Hockey, all a part of the Flames at 5. Teams on the rise, teams in free fall. If it's trending in the NHL, it's on Inside Hockey for Calgary Co-op. See the next home game in person. Book through Co-op Travel and earn value toward your Co-op member refund. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
This is Hockey Central at Noon with Pat Steinberg on your home of the Flames and the NHL. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Hey, who's going to tomorrow's game between the Flames and the Dallas Stars? Congratulations to Mitch. He is the winner, and he will be getting a pair of tickets to the game tomorrow between Calgary and the Western Conference leading Stars. Mitch correctly spelled the word of the day, and through our random software, was able to come up with the tickets as well. So congratulations to Mitch. If your name is Mitch, and you have not spoken to the lovely Josh Humphries on the phone today, then you are not the winning Mitch, because the winning Mitch is already been contacted, but congratulations. He's going to the Flames and the Dallas Stars tomorrow. 7 o'clock face-off here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. We're on the air at 6 o'clock with your Flames warm-up. We obviously are looking forward to that game because Dallas is here, perhaps being a little fearful of that game because Dallas is here. Stars are playing some pretty good hockey, but we do know Kari Rambo is going to get the start in net for Calgary, and we also know it's the beginning of a five-game homestand. How much better should the Flames be this year? That's a question that I think is really important to ask right now. We were all expecting considerably more than what we've seen from the Flames in the first 2 months of the season. Because right now, nobody has a worse record than the Flames in the NHL. Nobody. They're tied with the Edmonton Oilers for 29th in the NHL. They have identical records by virtue of one less shootout win. The Flames technically have the tiebreaker and sit 29th and the Oilers 30th, but they have the exact same record. Are we talking about a vastly underachieving team, or are we talking about a team that this is what they are? How much more is this or was this team capable of? Well, I did some research over the weekend and crunched some numbers over the weekend. I think the Flames are a little better than their record suggests. And I say they're between 2 to 3 wins better than where their record is right now. Certainly not a dramatic difference. I don't think we're talking about a team that should be, you know, fighting for a division or anything like that. But I wrote an article over on flamesnation.ca, and I won't bore you with too many numbers here, but just a few things to keep in mind and kind of the reasoning as to why I say that. Right now, the Flames have got, by a country mile, the National Hockey League's worst goaltending. Like, we are talking by a significant margin, they have got the league's worst goaltending. Their team save percentage of .879 is atrocious, and nobody's touching it in terms of how bad it is right now. The league average for overall save percentage right now is .911. So Calgary's team save percentage, .879, league average, .911. Last year, the Flames' team save percentage was just that, .911. So we know, and this is maybe the most frustrating part, but we know that they're capable of having league average goaltending because they had league average goaltending last year. If they were to have league average goaltending, this is rather dramatic. Their goals against goes from 86 to 63. League average goaltending decreases their goals against by 23. Start to think about what that might be in terms of wins and losses. It's pretty significant. But they haven't had league average goaltending, and we're talking about this team being where they are. At even strength, they'd go from 60 goals against to 41. So 5-on-5 goals go down by 19 if they just had league average goaltending. With a league average penalty kill, because they have the worst penalty kill in the National Hockey League at 70.4%. Yuck. If they have league average penalty killing numbers, they go from 19 goals against to 13 goals against. They have the league's second worst power play. If they have a league average power play, they go from 9 goals to 13 goals for. And again, both on the PK and the PP last year, the Flames were at the league average. So it's not even like I'm cherry-picking these things, because the Flames had league average goaltending, league average penalty killing, and a league average power play last year over 82 games. This year, they've got league worst goaltending, league worst penalty killing, and second to league worst power play minutes. I mean, so if they can just be even somewhat close, and I know that last year is last year, and I'm not even saying they should be. It's just an indication that with virtually the same group one season ago, they were able to do these things, and they were able to be near the middle of the league. This year, they're at the absolute bottom of the league. And look, and if you go read the article on flamesnation.ca, we're not talking about a perfect science here. I also talk about the come-from-behind victories and the shooting percentage and stuff like that. We're not talking about a perfect science, because what numbers don't take into account is, you know, the team's mindset and attitude and commitment and all that type of stuff. It also doesn't take into account, you know, high-danger shots versus low-danger shots and all that type of stuff. It doesn't take into account how poorly defensively this team has played. But it gives you an idea. League average goaltending, league average power play, league average penalty kill, this team's a whole lot better. So, in conclusion, I do not think by any stretch that we're talking about an elite team here that is playing well below potential. I don't think that at all. But what I do think we're talking about is a league average team, an average team that is playing significantly below average. So I think they're capable of more. I think their record should be better than what it is, but I'm not sitting here saying dramatically. Let's just say, for instance, my math is correct and they should be 3 wins better than what they are. That puts them at 11-11-2 as opposed to 8-14-2. So puts them at 500. You don't make the playoffs at 500. You don't throw parties at 500. But it gives you maybe a slight idea that, okay, they've been bad, their record is horrible.